Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And then please open also to Psalm 68 verse 31.
So
we are going to look at two texts.
Na yebehwe anwum ho ba yebehwe bia mienu aduananan ni aduosianwotwe.
The Bible says in Psalm 44 verse 20, if we had forgotten the name of our God.
Na ohwe anwum aduananan wo se anase yerue fi onyame din a,
or stretch out our hands to a foreign god. The Bible is saying that when you forget the name of God, in other words, when God becomes remote to you, the natural thing is that you stretch your hands to strange gods. Verse 21, would not God search this out? For he knows the secret of the heart. Psalm 68 and then verse 31. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God.
Na Ethiopia beman nsaso akyere wonyame.
We have noted that God's purpose is for all groups of people to experience what he has for them in their uniqueness.
Na yesua se onyame dan nyina wo pese se dia wo bo nipekuo bi afa no se dia wo bo o ma afa mo benya mfasuo bi wo se dia wo ba o mu afa no mu.
God doesn't like for any people group to destroy their uniqueness in order for them to conform to some other people group.
Na wonyame pese se dia wabo ebinum sronko no obo besesa wo sronko ye no akwakofa obi die e dia ye omo die.
We have noted that as a spiritually tuned people, the challenge of black people as a group all along has been adultery in various forms. First physical adultery and then mental adultery.
Na ye hwe said ya bibiman ye bobia ne said ya onyame ye ye fa na ye made nyina ye pese ye be sum bibi enuti asase no na ye sum ehoni nya ye di nua ye de moba aye ene de ye jansa nyoma huhuhu ne sum afedie esum no aye ohoni fufro ne aye adwene mu de.
In each case, whether it's physical or mental, we have been stretching our hands to idols, to mammonize men who in our people's mind are God's rival when it comes to obtaining material things.
Na say yes adia ya yesi wa yesumo say ye ya jinimu adifufro bi ayenya esi onyame aye sumo say ye nipa ye tumi hunu so obi otumi ma ye bibi di ma ye bibi frama bibi edanti ye hunu so ye yenyame o ni nyina mu ye bi aye de ye ho tu onyame fufro so.
We have also noted that the solution to idolatry according to Psalm 68 lies with our own people when we listen to kingdom messengers, princes or envoys that God raises from among us.
Na nia ye hu se bibi ma ne be ma ye yi ye hu fi sa abosonsum mu ne se se ye nia ye ni ye di ensa yo se ye adwun mu de ne se onyame suma na suma fo o suma nkrofo efi yan ye mu a omu di aheni na sam ne ba na no na se ye ti a e be yan fi sa ohoni sunum mu.
The ministry of these kingdom messengers is simple. It is for us to stretch our hands to God and not to idols.
Na adwuma e wo wonum a e ya somafo ye fi onyame ahine mu an se omo be ka kire ye se yenyi yensa emfi enyame ahuru a ye somom na ye fa yensa en kire onyankopon.
In the book of Psalm 68, David was at his prophetic height when he spoke the words, "Princes shall come out of Egypt, and Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God."
Now, what can kind and you might do a son watching now? Sam Brennan on Hini David were raw and come shebren mu. And what you know, I say, I him funny, I him a ebefi. Egypt aba na mom Ethiopia ho de ye be ma yansa so de akere ye nyankopon.
David fell so high at the time, because if you look at verse 18 of Psalm 68, it was with the same grace, the same inspiration that he prophesied about the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
Nana David o was an come shebre na muti wo kenkan adiosia nwatwe chemudu nwatwe na na wo she Christo ni wo no honkom.
Can you look at verse 18?
Na ebetumi akọ enyum adiosia nwatwe chemudu nwatwe.
You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive, you have received gifts for men, even for the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
Now, okay, can do what you want now. What can you now?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, David was so anointed for him to speak the words of Psalm 68:31 that princes will come out of Egypt.
Nana David was rawan so se on shan koma chre ye se eye enyum ediosia watu chiche mwe diasa bakun so se a him funia hinema ebefi Egyptaba.
Now I want you also to note the height of his optimism.
Na mi pese wuhu se diana waye we si na junipi ewa diana okanumu.
Because what he said in Psalm 68 verse 31 represents God's faith and God's optimism about us black people.
Na nsamu oka wonnyumu eduasa nwatweche maduasa baako no eduosia nwatweche maduasa baako wo kire onyame na dwinmu po ene ni tirimu po a weyiesi ho de ama ebibiman.
He says that Ethiopia will soon,
o si Ethiopia erenche,
will soon stretch out her hands unto God. In other words, people of color are definitely going to overcome idolatry.
Na wo kenkan enwum na ne opa che ne se wonu ma onyame abom wo ye tuntum yi eme beba eye Ethiopia fo eye tuntum fo eme bi beba ye be ma yansa so akire wo nyankopon na ye fi abusunsun mu.
It's a good place to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Africa shall be saved.
Now Africa ye benya ye fa hudie.
We are going to be restored to our place in the human family.
Na baby onyame asisa ma ye se bibiman no ye nsu ye benya ne chefa.
Glory started from Africa.
Na en monyam esase we bibiman mu.
It went to Europe and then to America.
Ana ko Europe na ko du America.
Now is around Asia and South America. But guess what? It's going to end with us again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we noted that envoys will come from Africa to encourage us to stretch our hands to God and not to men.
Na yehu se eya enkrofo nya meba ma ne enkrofo so afia bibiman mu ama ma be she bibiman kura mayama yansa so akire onyankopon ne mom enye nipa.
Today we want to look at the subject, what shall we do?
Na ne ye baby say yehu se na ye be ye den.
Last week we looked at the subject, what is the problem?
Na na wotu etu amu kwasi adanu ni ayebisa ye hunu se ebibiman ye haupa ene sen.
Today we want to answer a very important question, so I want you all to sit up.
Na ene me pese ye nyina ye yi asem ba ku bia nu se ebibiman ene ti me pese wo tena sena wutie.
Our subject tonight is, what shall we do?
ena asema ye bisa ye husa bibiman ni se na ye be ye den.
What are we going to do to realize God's rule or God's kingdom, what God has ordained for us? What we should do is very simple. In Psalm 68 verse 31, he said that what we should do is to stretch out our hands to God.
And that
is the way to overcome idolatry, stretching your hands to somebody. The solution is that stop stretching your hand to people and stretch it unto God. What does it mean to stretch out our hands to God? It's going to mean six things to us in this seminar. I'm going to talk to you about three of them today. And tomorrow I will continue with the other three. So ask the person sitting by you, what shall we do? What is the solution God has got for us? What does it mean to stretch out our hands to God? Number one, it means that we should direct our supplications and our prayers to God. The hand is a symbol of prayer. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will that men pray everywhere, stretching out holy hands or lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Now, okay, can Timothy and I sing, come up, say, any penny now, but today and so on, pie bomb.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 141, verse 2, it says, let my prayers be set forth before you as an incense.
Now, okay, can I know now what say, when I'm even coming, pie bomb, and yes, incense, I will win.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. So stretching out our hands to God, first of all, means that we should pray to God and not to men. Black people or people of color everywhere have a spirit of supplication. This is a good spirit that God gave to us. He gave to us so that his interventions will come on this earth. In the book of Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10, the Bible says that from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering. So in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse
10,
God is talking to people of color everywhere. And he calls them my suppliants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Ethiopia just means a bent face.
Na say ya ka Ethiopia e chire mini umienu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says that we are his suppliants and we are going to bring his offering.
Wa se yana krofa ye dima na ye de afore de beba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are to ensure that the supplies of God for all nations are on this
earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this spirit of supplication that I'm talking to you about can be misdirected to make us into an international asking people.
Na sir, on your media to your sister, your young crop fire, what say yes, no one pie bobuma, a man, you know, it to me, my yoko do baby, I hear as restful.
It can be misdirected to make us an international begging people.
Na it to me, could do baby, I was a bibi mine,
Asking everybody we see for help. These things happen at the governmental level. It happens at the individual level. You see people trotting around looking for help from people who are not willing to help.
And
we have prided ourselves in our ability to get people to help us.
Mercy. You are laughing,
but you are one of such people.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because for some of us individuals, anytime you see somebody who is white, you feel like asking him for money.
Na ebi aya kodu pempen sobia ohu broni keke papa broni chemsike sani aye.
You feel like they should come and help us build toilet for us, please, before you go.
Na ebi ma jeyo omuse yehu broni ya de wose yeye broni safohine no si ejana ma ya nsa wako.
Once you see a white person, your request in your heart is that, oh, take me out of my miseries. Take me away. Let me go with you.
Na yenya hu broni pe na broni ni ya kasa. Good morning ni ya ti asia jine supe. Yes, oh, white man, take me away. Chese broni, enimi kwa ukrom, enimi kwa abrochire.
Any light-skinned person we think can solve our problems for us.
Na ya duye yese broni biya yebe huni biya. Ebe tumi aye ya haunu hubi biya maye.
This is the spirit of supplication at work which has been misdirected, not stretched out to God, but stretched out unto men.
Na sa achadi ano nyame dia ma bibi mai se yebe so afre wo nyame dia ma ma nyina no ama ya dane ye ho se yebe sre efri nipa ho ase wo nyame.
But I want us to know that there is something beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Na me pese wo ti ase se bibi wo Ethiopia su aja.
There is a spirit among black people everywhere.
Na sunsun bi wo bibi ma mu wo ba bia.
This is a spirit that God likes.
Na wo ye sunsun ma wo nyame pe.
And God says that He is waiting for it.
Now, when you miss your chance, Abren,
we should offer it unto Him.
I want chance say you be yourself for a body I am pay bono at the amount.
So I want you to know that we have something that God likes. That is why He says that we will bring to Him His offering.
And I may say a tears as I be mine to be where you are when you may pay. And nothing I say you didn't afford a body ever, Brennan.
To supplicate just means to ask for supplies.
Na say I can supplicate. I just say, "Ube bi samo nyami di bibi abreu."
It involves asking somebody to do something for you.
Na etumisu chresa wo kachle wo bi sa wonya bibi ma.
But I want you to note that when you have this disposition,
na me pesa oti asese se wo wo sa jina bia imu a.
It can overpower you to ask just anybody to do something for you.
One show ya, a bank show swam madan yina ube bisa ubi biara ube huni biase onye bibi ma.
You can have a propensity to misdirect it to idols and to people.
Now one show ya what the sound soon beshen your mefi on yame ahuru anke tuaho and any panchain.
But it should be directed to God.
Ne mama was said then yina se ubisa ubisa fio nyami ho.
Let me give you one of the reasons why God gave us this spirit of supplication. Write down Zechariah 12:10. And I want you to know that anytime God wants to turn people's situation around, situations that have been an
age-old situation, a long-standing situation.
Yeah.
Anytime God wants to turn it around,
yeah.
He gives unto those people the spirit of grace and the spirit of supplications so that they will stretch out their hands to God. So that is the kind of spirit with which God has blessed black people. It is because He wants to turn our situation around. So the tent or the homes of black people can be in affliction. In the average African home or the home of black people, people are crying out because of insufficiency of supplies.
Now, we should be before fear. Then, you know, Bibi Wawa, aye, how the man, a busiano, then, you know, no musufre apemwa.
So the prophet saw that the homes of Cush or the homes of Ethiopia were in affliction.
And not till what if one who said, well, Cush a busian, and I say Ethiopia for no, or more, how can say?
This is in Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 7.
Habakkuk,
but God says that the afflicted should pray.
Now, when you're missing, yeah, what you do on Ampire.
James chapter 5, verse 3 says that is any among you afflicted, let him pray.
Now, okay, can Yakuba was here, and so be one Montamo, Awana, or Sibompire.
He did not say that if you are afflicted, you should start pitying yourself.
Now, one Cassa, who are Hawa, and Yahuma, Baba, one Cassa.
Or is anybody afflicted? Let him find out who caused the affliction and let him blame the person.
Now, one cassa so be or how more? All question the party, how the brand, no,
because when you are in an affliction, the first impulse is for you to find out who is the cause so that you can attack.
It's true. And I said, baby, how what? You would carry around the center band, the same one crown and mass, I didn't about me so. Now, what was on a minute?
But God says for us to pray.
Now, when I'm missing, say you do start to be an animal, say a bomb pie.
Because if you do not take care, you have an attacking and a blaming spirit.
You are preaching. So, why is Shani here? It's a near who family to what you bear, said Dandina.
And if you do not take care as a people of color, wherever you are, you will start pointing fingers at people who are troubling you.
So why show you here? Baby Biara won't say Bibinino. Obeko Swatina won't say so will be na ye.
So everybody is pointing finger at somebody else.
And it will be Biara said Bibi for Biatin and Sa and the China will be so one on a warrior.
There's a problem with our leaders.
And I can't defend any.
I'm not saying that don't hold your leaders accountable.
Men can't say. So what can you for dear and now better know how in our debi.
All I'm saying is that as you hold them accountable for your life, please make sure that much more you hold your own self accountable for the situations of your life.
Now me pass what you say, sir. And now what three one sa now what can say oh ya can the four or so muya se or muya se no man yet in I say no. Wasu su enai na ewa wosu nika huse. Wasu su ewa se woka wo dia wa yama niya ebe abemusa.
People rise and they fall according to the leadership within them, not the leadership over them.
Na enipa etu mi sorry. Oye ya na wasaya shiase. Enye se niya odi kano nwa ya no nwa kasa sedia odi ni husu fano.
We do not rise or fall according to the leadership within us. We rise and we fall according to the leadership that is within us, not the leadership that is outside us.
Now, ube to me ayakasie asa atiashi. Enam said ya wudi wuhusufa ewa wankasa wabra bomunum. Nemo menyese wukendi fubi nebema wahiasi.
So you should be careful that you have a balance in your life so that you don't become a blamer, but you become what? A solver of problems.
And nuti ya wadjin se den yina wabra ba wobon ube boni ye se be ya one tinitin wonsa den yina wobi sunem wam wunu ube yobia ube tumedi iyanu abba.
The world looks down on prayer.
Na ewiase aye wo mu de mpa ibo de o mu fa nye hwe.
But not us.
Na mo ma nye ye bibifo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not us Christians.
Enye ye a Christofo.
Up till now, the government of Israel pays people for the government of Israel pays people to pray for the nation of Israel apart from their investment in science.
Na Israel man o man peninara o mo yisika e de man krofo mo mo bom pa yama Israel man enu won chen o na ni o mo ye nyansam hwehwe mu dian kakran kakra o mo ye enu so wo ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I am calling us to stretch out our hands in prayer to God.
And not me sra na maka che me nu mi enu say wo say yama yansa so e chire onyame won pa ibom.
Pastor, we have been doing that all the time. No, we have not.
So for bi baka sa so for mpaye dia ah ye bo papa o se wo boa
we have prayed. I know we have prayed, but the question is, was it to God or to a mammonized man?
Na empire na ye bo no na ye bo chire wo nyame ana ye bo mpaye so nyame ma papa we na dwen sisa na ne wo so ye ma mi nyina wanye sampaye na na wo bo ana.
We have asked for supplies, but was it to God? You know, you can ask God for something but have an idol situated in your heart. God says that, will I hear like that? When you have placed your idols in your heart, Ezekiel 14, 3 and 4, and you come to me to supplicate.
Now, obey what you say, wo bom pa ya chro nyame. Na mom na wanya ohoni bi wo wadwene mu ne wakoma mu. Na wo kin kan Ezekiel a onyame bisa se, na se wo bi tene ne nsa ba me so, na se na dwene na koma mu wo ohoni bi wo ne mu a, ana so mi onyame mi ntie ana.
We have prayed to God. Yes, we have prayed to God. I agree.
Ya bom pa ya chro nyame mi jitu mi ti ase.
But only our women have prayed.
Oh yeah.
No
crani.
Look at the book of 1 Timothy. I'm going to show you something.
Timothy ngume edikan.
What God expects of us as people with a spirit of supplication. God does not just want our women to organize themselves and
pray.
When it comes to prayers for nations and for all men, for things to turn around, God is expecting men. Can we all say men?
Men.
It doesn't mean that women's prayer is not good. It is good. It is the prayers of our women in our nations that has kept our nations this far.
Yeah.
But for us to push on forward, God is calling for men everywhere to lift up holy hands, to stretch out your hands to God without wrath and without doubting.
Na dan nyina ye sha amama nyina murba se man de jina dan nyina de bompa ye mo e man de mo wukin kan wo nyame hwehwe se mema be jina no mo bompa ye sronko na wo nyame anam samba bo no so apia niamma akokan.
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, I desire therefore that the men.
Na wukin kan Timothy nguma na wo se me ka me pese e mema no.
You know, if you read the whole book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 following, you come across several men mentioned there.
Na sa wo kenkan Timothy fo ngume di kan cheche mmienu na otum se wa ka mema ho asem bebrebe.
Now in verse 1 he talks about pray for all men. The Greek word is anthropos. It's talking about men in a generic sense. It includes women.
Na wo kenkan ye di kan na wo se bompa ye ma emema nyina na all men enu no e kire nipa sa wo yo ba wo ye be mo.
Now in verse 4, it says that who desires all men. The Greek word is anthropos. It's talking about all human beings.
Now, uba sewa, dine hu anthropos. Intianu su chire, memane ma.
If you come to verse 5, it says that there is a mediator between God and men. That is the Greek word anthropos. It is using men in a generic, general sense. It includes women. But if you come to verse 8 of 1 Timothy chapter 2, yeah, when it says that I desire that the men, it's not the Greek word anthropos, it's the Greek word ener, A-N-E-R, and he's talking about an individual male.
Now, okay, can't think what you want now. And no, they are not anthropos, and no, or see, but I know they are men. Man.
Emil.
Bema.
Says that I want the males to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Hallelujah. Or stretching out their hands to God without wrath and doubting.
Wasi washisha se mema, emema, emema. Obama woman sasu wampai bomwa. Omo enye omo junumo enye woman tanta.
Verse 9, in like manner also that the women, the Greek word is gun, G-U-N-E, and he's talking about a female. You came
from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.